So these are some things we talked about before, but I really just want you all to this is it's a big paradigm shift kind of way of operating. So we have to hear it again and again. I have to hear it again and again. It's not like the way I see things going that just makes sense to me is that with the rise of technology, with things are becoming even more simplified. With AI, with ease of access of information, I feel like one of the industries that is going to absolutely thrive is any type of space holding, healing, the people who have embodied like experiential wisdom and can offer spaces for people, can transfer it, can help people integrate. I feel like that's just gonna that is something that technology can't do. So it's a gap. It's a gap, right? And I feel like people are having more information, but it's like, how do you integrate it? You know what I mean? And that's what literally all of us here do is help people integrate and actually create transformation in our lives and in our being, right? And so, and we do not function like we're all, I'm sure we can all raise our hand and say, yes, I am someone who I consider myself a very sensitive person. I'm very aware. I need a lot of space, but I can also connect deeply with people. There's a lot of ebb and flow. Like everything we were talking about with Kieran, like the ability to be in these higher states, but also the ability to be in these dissension states, whatever it is, right? And I have had to learn for me, and I've just seen it again and again and again with so many businesses, especially with the kind of work that we're doing and the kind of people that we are that's informing our work, is that we need. It's a need. It's a need. Space. We need the space that we offer for people, we need just as much for ourselves. We need space held for us. We need to be with our teachers. We need to be with healers. We need time off. We need to be with life. We need to travel. We need to be creative. We need to be an artist, be in community, all of that. It's like a need because that is what poor, because with the depths, and you saw your ripple effects, these are not small things. And that's just an objective fact. Objective, right? Subjective. I always get confused on those. It is what it is. It is what it is. We really need to be supported and poured into. And not just when we're burnt out. We're mitigating that. We're not getting to points anymore where we're like, shit, I'm exhausted. I need to take a break. We are mitigating that. We are thriving. We are actually staying in a state of more thriving, more well-being, more joy. And it's like sometimes you can't avoid it. You know what I mean? Like things happen. There's loss, there's sickness. Like we can't avoid those things, right? But like forever, healers, space holders have been on the depletion side of things. That's changing. That's changing. And we're helping, we're like saying yes to that. Where it's like, actually, no, because like I can steward, I can be supported by technology. I can be supported by structure. All of these things that we can implement, right? Which is why we do the structural work, why we do the scaling work, all of this kind of stuff. And I can actually design my business, life-giving business. I can actually design it both energetically with intention, right? For a while, it was more like those stories I told of my first break, where I was like, okay, this doesn't make necessarily a lot of sense, but it was like a very energetic thing. It was magnetism because I was like being, I, it's like I created this vacuum, right? And it was just like, boop, boop, okay, it's all coming. But we can also be like, oh, I'm seeing these patterns when I'm in joy, when I'm in well-being, when I'm thriving, when I am sure and like confident in who I am, when I'm clear on like, yes, this work is important and I'm a channel for that. And I'm taking care of myself as such, it magnetizes opportunities. Like the people come. And so I'm going to design my business and my life to facilitate that. And so that means I'm going to take vacations. I'm going to travel. I'm going to take breaks. I'm going to go on retreats. I'm going to invest in my teachers. I'm going to sometimes take a 12-hour sleep night. I'm going to be with my family. I'm going to, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we intentionally design our business as such. And that means sometimes, yes, just taking breaks, but also long-term designing it. Like structurally, your business model, all of that stuff to make sense with your thriving. And that's what you're doing. Hello, if you are loving this episode, I would love to invite you to join my free masterclass for heart-led healers, creatives, and leaders ready to shift how you do business. If you have been feeling drained, you've been overgiving, stuck in feast and famine cycles, burning out for success, this class is for you. I'm going to teach you my life-giving business paradigm where you can scale your business while freeing your energy, radiating fulfillment and joy, receiving lushly, and amplifying your well-being. I'm going to teach you the six nutrients of a thriving business ecosystem so your business can be simple, clear, magnetic, and your results can multiply without any more stress. You'll know exactly how to scale your business and be super clear walking away with the embodiment and the plan to have it scale in a way that is life-giving instead of life-draining. It is available for immediate access. It's completely free, so you can download it by going to the link below. It's also at melissamoffitt.com/LGB. melissamoffitt.com/LGB. Okay, see you there. There has also been so many times where, like, I think it's a practice for us to, it's a receiving practice. Like, when you're like, oh, like, I noticed I had stuff come up the other day where, like, for instance, like that one-on-one client came in, a couple of other things were happening that were just like really good. And there was a part of me that got anxious. And that for me a lot of times is like a normal ex not norm I won't say normal, but like a like I have to open up to receive it in all the moments of like, oh, here's the harvest, like here's like, oh, I've like set the foundation and here's the growth, oh, here's whatever it is, it's like the responsibility that I asked for, whatever it's. Because it is vulnerable too. It also, like, like it's something I wrote down for myself is in that practice we just did was, yeah, like being seen in my thriving, like that's vulnerable and the responsibility of like what we're here to do. So it's normal for us to have to practice. Like, I think one beautiful thing that you'll get to do on your trip is be like, I designed my life for this. I designed my business for this. I'm going to receive this. And there might be moments of like being uncomfortable, moments where it's like you get to detox. Oh, I don't have to always be on. Like, what does that even mean? You know what I mean? Like, actually, I am on. This is me being on. Like, I'm not dead. You know what I mean? Like that this is interconnected. My travel, my adventure, my practice, my retreats flow into my business and vice versa. They're not conflicting. It's not like, oh, if I'm traveling, my business can't be thriving. It's actually like, maybe this is what's really true right now. And this is really honoring myself and honoring my business and honoring my work and honoring life, honoring my mother, like all of these things, and that's good for my business. So this is the paradox. This is a paradox of being able to hold, like, this can be an experiment for you while you're on this trip. Like, there's truth to that and there's untruth to that. Because there's not this set point of enoughness. That's not, it's just like not real. You know what I mean? There might be illusions of it where it's like, cool, I'm at a place where I can like chill for a bit. But if you go on vacation forever and never do anything in your business, is it gonna fall apart? Yeah, for sure. But it's not a switch. It's not a like transactional, oh, if I do this, I'll get this out of it. It's a living, breathing, like being. It's like an ecosystem. And there are times it can just like, like the things you've done, the momentum will keep going. And then there's times that you have to put energy into it. And that can be like tangibly sitting down, working on the structural pieces. And it can also be like taking care of yourself. Like all of that flows into it. And like the inner and outer work, So you get to hold this, like both of those things can have truth and play with, can I see long term how this is supportive? I'm also open to seeing it short term. Maybe a client comes in. Maybe you write some amazing things. Maybe an idea comes through. You receive something immediately while on your trip, while holding the paradox of, and there's more to do. And it is enough and it's not enough. Great, because it's not a switch. It's not a button. It's not this like finite thing. It's a living, breathing thing. Like our self-care is never enough. Taking care of our home is never enough. And sometimes it is enough, right? Because it's in motion. There's the variable of time, right? So it's like right now you're gonna travel. So it's enough. And this moment is enough, and you're going to come back and you're going to do more.
Yeah,
But so it's also a practice of a lot of presence.
it totally is. Yeah.